No one knows the Father except the Son, anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. These words of Jesus from this morning's gospel indicate two things. First, only in Jesus do we find the fullness of all revelation of God. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church states, in many and various ways, God spoke of old to our ancestors through the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us through his Son. Christ, the Son of God, made man, is the Father's one, perfect, and unsurpassable word. In his Son, the Father has said everything. There will be no other word than this one. Second, Christ chooses to reveal the Father to us by being our light and by walking with us along our faith journey. Therefore, Christ's instruction to all of us who are burdened and who labor to come to him, to take his yoke upon ourselves, is meant to alert us to our being united to him, bound to him, coupled to him, so that he may help us pull and plow our way through the fields of life through which we journey. In baptism, which Charles is about to receive, and the other sacraments like the Holy Eucharist, which Patrick is receiving today, grace abounds, and Christ works in our lives, for Christ is always there to lead the way for us. However, Jesus does not say that we will no longer have struggles, but that in him, who is our brother, we will find strength, for his strength will be our strength. For we share in his life through baptism, and we are nourished by his body and blood. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us commit ourselves to him, that we may become one with him, with the Father whom he has revealed to us, with the Holy Spirit who gives us a gift of faith, marked by the sign of the cross, which Christ has claimed us as his brothers and sisters and has welcomed us into his family.